Okay, so this month I'm going to be bringing, with the exception of Mother's Day, talking to you about some prosperity and abundance lessons. Did you have an immediate response to that? Did you think, oh my gosh, here's another pastor standing in the pulpit talking about prosperity? Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't. I'm not getting any kind of response out there, so you guys have evolved past that, and I'm so pleased. But today, I'm talking about our overall health as a part of our abundance, because that's important for us to be comfortable in the home that we're living in, you know? I was thinking about the fact that it was coming into unity that I first heard the ideas that God is not standing in judgment of us all the time. And I'm sure I'm speaking for all of us, that's such a shift from traditional Christianity. It's a shift from traditional Judaism. Because as we know, the scriptures, the Hebrew Bible and the New Testament, show our evolution, I think, as human beings from the way we view God. And so to know that we don't have to live in fear of judgment by some unseen deity is very liberating. It also puts a tremendous responsibility on us, because we judge ourselves more than anyone else does. We have ideas about ourselves that are born of our conditioning, that are born of some of those overlapping and long-lasting messages from traditional Christianity. Whether we grew up in it or not, it's out there, and it seeps into our consciousness. So when we discover that we don't have to live in that fear, it's like, oh gosh, I can breathe. Oh no, I'm responsible for me. Oh no. And that is exhilarating. It can be a little frightening, not fearful, but a little new and unknown to us. Like, how are we gonna do that? And so it puts the responsibility on us to look at our physical health, our mental health, our emotional health, and our spiritual health. That's on us. Now, we're not doing it all by ourselves. We have divine presence with us all the time in every breath that guides us along the stream of life. And we have companions on our journey, thank goodness, to reflect to us, to assist us, to cry with us, to laugh with us, to help us laugh at ourselves. That's a very important part of everything that we're talking about here. But everything has to balance everything else in some measure. We cannot engage in our spiritual health and neglect our physical health. We can't engage in our physical health without watching out for our emotional health as well. All these things work in concert with each other. So this is what grows us up in our spirituality. It's just taking a checkup, checking the blood pressure of our well-being, if you will, all the time. Just a little check in here, a little check in there. I know that when I first came into something other than traditional Christianity, it was a little daunting to have this idea that I have to be responsible for myself. And I started out going to, like, psychic fairs. Remember psychic fairs? You know, that was the entree for many of us to come into a deeper spiritual awareness. And I remember, excuse me, one of my Catholic friends, and I taught at a Catholic high school, and one of my Catholic friends, very devout Catholic, was also kind of a closet psychic fair gal. And she took me to see a psychic that worked up in North Texas with Parker County when the law enforcement folks were trying to find somebody that had been missing. And they would come to her kind of as a last resort to help them find a missing person. And usually by the time she was engaged, it was too late to save this person. And so she had a great burden there. So working with her, going to psychic fairs and having Curlian photographs made of my aura.
Ooh.
Very cool. I studied, even in ministerial school, I studied in a little extracurricular course with a rabbi who helped us go out at night and try to find UFOs. Isn't that kind of cool, though? I mean, a rabbi looking for UFOs. I just love that. I'm glad to add that to my checklist of cool things in my life. And I think we saw some, so that's even cooler. But one of the cautions that I heard when I was out exploring all these different avenues to the unseen world was to watch for people who were pursuing the paranormal and the psychic activities who seemed to be in bad health. Because it was possible, just possible, not it was, you know, maybe the exception and not the rule, that they were pursuing these pursuits without using divine source as their impetus. Because if we try to do these things of our own volition, then we're exhausting our human capabilities. We must tap into a deeper source, a truer source, in order to truly experience that which is beyond this three-dimensional world that we live in. Now, that's not to say that every person who does that, that's in bad health, does not consult God. That's not my intention here. But it was a good thing for me to remember that anything that we do, our prayer life, our instincts, our intuitions, our experience of things beyond ourselves, beyond our normal three-dimensional experience, and I'm talking about the supernatural that occurs in here together when we're meditating. Yes? It's important for us to know that we are working in concert with the divine. That is the source of everything. And I don't think we can hear that too often. If I find myself exhausted by my work, it could be because I need to back up and take care of myself a little bit. If I find myself exhausted in taking care of other people, family, or whatever, I may not be using all the resources that are available to me that are beyond my own capabilities. Am I making sense to you here?
Yes.
Okay, good. I trust you'll tell me if I'm not. And you may ask yourself, what does this have to do with prosperity and abundance? Because it's all part of a package. It's all part of everything. And so, it's good for us to take care of our physical self. It's good for us to do a little body scan every now and then. Say, how am I doing here? How is everything? Because sometimes we'll have some pain that we've been ignoring until it smacks us and says, hey, been trying to get your attention here. Don't make me stop this car. Don't make me pull you over. So we have to pay attention. Well, eat as clean as we can. Watch out for addictive behaviors. Exercise when we can. Do all of those things. So it's important for us. I did one of my Thursday things that I do on Facebook Live. I did it right outside the imaging office for a mammogram, with a little reminder that if you're a gal, take care of it. Go do it. And I have a procedure at the end of this week that I won't go into. Let's just say I'm not going anywhere on Thursday before I have it on Friday. Are you with me? Are we clear? Okay. I will be. Good one. Good one. That was a good one. In case you didn't hear that, somebody, when I said, are we clear? Somebody said, hopefully, yes. Yeah. Because that's how we take care of the machine, you know? We're here in this 3D body. We need to take care of it. I had a little checkup this last week, and the doctor asked me, you know, are you doing this? Are you doing this? Are you doing this bad thing? Are you doing these good things? And she was real pleased with my answers. I'm glad. I also noticed, and I know I'm giving a lot of personal anecdotes here, but I think you can relate to them. Long story, but I went for an oncology appointment that I have to do for a while. I went to my oncology appointment, and it was in a new office with an old doctor. Previous doctor, let me put it that way. She's quite young, actually. But in this new office, I had to pass by the infusion center. And I have to tell you that 6 years out, I still have a visceral response when I go past an infusion center. And I noticed it, and it was like, you know, one of those breaths that you take. And I went, ah, yes. And I honored my body right away, saying, yes, that was then, this is now. And just take a whole lot of blessing and pass them through that door. Just bless you. Bless you. Bless you. And so in that way, we're not only experiencing abundance, but we're sharing it with others because our prayers are abundance. Our prayers are part of our prosperity. The eternal flow, that eternal cycling of good. So I think I've got the physical part covered for now. The next part is our mental health. If you've got something that's coming up for you over and over and over and over and over again, go talk to somebody. Give me a call and say, Jill, I got something going over and over and over and over again in my head, and I can't make it go away. Find your therapist. Go to a 12-step meeting. Go to talk to somebody in addition to your prayer work and say, God, I can't do this on my own. I know that there are resources within me that can bring this forth and guide me toward that which will assist me in my mental health. And that's not just for life issues, that's for daily issues. One of the things that's helpful to us is to name a thing so that we can deal with a thing. I woke up this morning going, eh, you know, I don't think I have to say any more words to go with that. Not happy with myself, blah, 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 blah. I named it. Therefore, I went, okay, I'm going to put on a perfume called Cosmic Cloud. Therefore, I'm encircled in it. And I told Leah, I called Leah on my way in today, and I said, I have on a relentlessly cheerful shirt today. This is my acting as if. But I also knew that as soon as I walked into this place with you people and this music and these words, that is where abundance is more than I could ever dream, my friends. That's why we need each other. Because you're part of my mental health. You're part of my abundant mental well-being. Not to mention what it does for me physically, what it does for me emotionally, what it does for me spiritually. Y'all cover the bases. And I hope you're covering the bases for each other. You know, I love it. I love it. I know that social media is a lot of this going on all the time. But it's also photos of Jerry and Gail out dancing and loving each other. Y'all are just disgustingly loving. Oh my God. Y'all are so cute. Seriously, y'all exhibit, y'all demonstrate a beautiful love with each other, and I mean that. And it's seeing Barbara and Hamish looking at old cars yesterday and posting photos of Paris and beautiful cottages in England. It's our friend sharing the stories of pets that have left this world. It's people planning their weddings. It's your gardens. It's your willingness to say, I don't feel well. Will you pray for me? It's here I'm going through a challenge and I'm standing up with as much grace and courage as I can. And being willing to share that with others. Or even if you're not sharing it with others, you demonstrate it in the way you walk through the world. That is abundant. Because you're embracing all the different parts of yourself and saying, this is how I live my life. I'm doing the very best that I can. And I may stumble here and stumble there, but my progress is forward. And then there's your emotional health. Do the things that keep you supple and pliant and malleable and permeable. I don't know if I can use any more adjectives. So that life doesn't make you hard and brittle and cynical and skeptical, maybe a little skeptical, healthy skeptical. Your emotional health is important. Cry when you need to cry. Laugh when you need to laugh. Be foolish because you need to feel foolish for a moment. Somebody posted an idea. I was going, darn, I wish I'd said that first. I've had an idea about having a nightclub for people of a certain age. Yes, the minister said nightclub. And it's about having a place where we can get together and not be afraid to look foolish because we dance like we did, like we tried to do 40 years ago. 50 years ago, where there's no expectation except to have a good time. You know? And if you don't drink, that's fine. And if you do drink, that's fine. Just do it in moderation. And, you know, it's not too loud to kill what's left, you know? The other night I stepped outside and I was listening to the night sounds, and I heard a whippoorwill. And we don't always get to hear whippoorwills, at least I don't. And when I lived in Austin, rarely. But I heard a whippoorwill, and in that moment, the world just stood still. You know? And I have a cardinal. My cardinals are back banging on my windows, seeing their reflections. But the other part of that is that that was my dad's favorite bird. And so amongst my mom and my sisters and my brother, every time we see or hear a cardinal, we say hi to Dad. And he was banging on my window the other day, and I was like, what? I'm listening. You're waking me up in the morning, like at 4. You're waking me up in the morning. What is it? And I got the message. So our physical health, our mental health, be careful what goes in and goes out. I don't know about you, but you've heard me talk about music before. If music is the thing that stirs your heart, listen to more of it when you feel like it. If you need to change your mood, pick the music that will influence that. If you really, really want to get stirred up by music, let your music source put on rotation the music of Hans Zimmer, who writes beautiful soundtrack music. And it will invigorate you. It will make you cry. It will make you wonder. And all of those things are vital to our experience. And then I guess I saved the best for last. But it's something I talk about all the time, and that's our spiritual health. You know, St. Paul said, pray always. And I can't tell you the amount of theological debate whether he said, pray always or pray all ways. You pick. Or both. Just pray. Let the idea of prayer constantly reveal itself to you. Because prayer, in its purest essence, prays you. It prays you. You don't have to do anything except open yourself up or have the slightest willingness. And I will mention again that willingness is not the same as wanting to. You don't have to want to pray. Some days you may not want to pray, but be willing. Be willing to be willing. That's enough opening for what is already present to work itself through you. And that's the truth. Always. That's the truth. And you don't have to feel a sense of transcendence. You don't have to hear the angels sing. You don't have to feel an immediate sense of peace. Sometimes prayer is in the trenches. It's coming to us. It is available to us when it's really, really hard. And I'm certain, at least I've begun to reframe this, that all of our prayers of pleading in the past, all of the ways that many traditional denominations present prayer is asking, asking, asking. And I will remind all of us that asking should be, can be, is our way of preparing the field to receive. We're not asking to change anything about God. We're not asking because God's not present. We're not asking for something that doesn't already exist. We're opening ourselves up. That ask is for us to say, oh yeah, I'm surrendering right now to whatever God has to reveal to me, to show me, to answer me with, to guide me toward. So you will not ever be judged for saying, oh God, please. Because what you're willing, really saying is, oh, fill in my name. Please let me be open. That's what we're really saying. Because in our most extreme moments, we may do that. Oh God, help me. Oh God, take this away. Jesus even did that. Jesus did that in a very extreme moment and followed it right up with saying, but regardless, your will be done. So this idea of abundance and our overall health cannot be separated from one another. If we want material prosperity in our lives, all these other things need to be in balance as much as it can be. That's important. That allows us to be generous when we're working toward, even if we're not fully experiencing it, but when we're working toward physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, then we're also open to be able to give of ourselves. And that is the way abundance flows. Whether it's giving of yourself with your funds, or if you're giving of yourself with your time, your attention, the gifts of your hands. You know, one of the things that we've been doing since February 24th is lending ourselves to the people of Ukraine. Lending our hearts to the broken ones. I want to share something with you that's also going to be in the newsletter that's about to come out. And this comes from the Franciscan tradition, and it depends on who you read. Some people say it came from the people that were following St. Francis immediately. And some say it came from a nun in 1985. So you pick. I'm not really sure. The source is not as important as the words themselves. But this is called a Franciscan benediction. May God bless us with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that we may live from deep within our hearts. May God bless us with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of God's creations, so that we may work for justice, freedom, and peace. May God bless us with tears to shed for those who suffer pain, rejection, hunger, and war, so that we may reach out our hands to comfort them and to turn their pain into joy. And may God bless us with just enough foolishness to believe that we can make a difference in the world, so that we can do what others claim cannot be done, to bring justice and kindness to all our children and all our neighbors who are poor. Amen. And can I get an amen?
Amen.
So do you notice that this benediction is invoking our discomfort, our anger, our tears, and our foolishness? It's invoking those things because they are the engines towards something else. It's not saying, don't be uncomfortable, don't be angry, don't cry, don't be so silly, don't be so idealistic. It's saying, no, be those things. Welcome those things so that you can do something with them. Something really, really bugged me yesterday. We're hearing more and more about something that's been in the history of warfare forever, since humans have made war upon each other and gotten better and better at it, is sexual violence as a method of warfare. That anger at least goes this far down, kind of farther. I had hoped that maybe, the Balkan Wars were the end of that. No. It's demoralizing. It can produce children that are not accepted. That really makes me angry. That's just one thing. That's just one thing in the world. But there exists in us from that same wellspring from which all good things come. What it provokes in me is a deep, rich prayer for the violators and the violated, for those who act out of ignorance and anger, who know no better than to do that. And especially prayers of compassion and understanding and healing for the violated. And for any children that come of that, may they know only love. Will you join me in that? That one thing, just that one thing. We could pick so many, but for that one thing, oh my goodness, did we not learn during Vietnam even that children that were left behind from American service people and Vietnamese women, those children were not accepted by either culture. Takes a long time for us human beings to get it. And yet, if we have not hope, if we have not faith in human beings to do better, then where are we? If we're not the ones who are going to hold that, who's going to hold that? Are we just going to abandon humanity to its basest instincts? I don't think we can. I don't think we want to. I don't think we should. Am I talking about the tough stuff today? I am. Because things are kind of tough out there. I will not be dragged down by my awareness of that. I will use that because God transmutes it. I will not turn a blind eye, because then I've shut off a part of my own humanity. And I say me and my, and it's our and us. So, beloved ones, if we want to live an abundant life, if we want to live a life that's rich and full, then we look after our whole selves. And we do a little checkup, just like we're going to go to Dr. Me. Go to Dr. Beverly, go to Dr. Steve. And say, how am I doing today in these four areas of my life? How am I doing? I meant to bring my grounding bowl today, my chiming bowl. I forgot to bring my bowl. So I'm going to do this. Breathe in your whole self. Just breathe in your whole self. Say hello, body. Hello, mind. Hello, heart of my heart. Hello, eternal self. Hello. How are you doing? How are you doing, my beloved me? If there is pain I have ignored, forgive me and teach me. If there is pain in my body, if there is pain in my mind, if there is pain in my heart, forgive me. And teach me. God of many names, all that ever was, all that ever shall be, author of the entire universe and all the other universes we do not yet know. God of my breath, God of my life, its long span before and after this body. You are all that I need. God of all, I do not yet understand how your presence can be so enormous and so intimate. Show me. God of all, you have sent so many teachers. Let their words fall upon my heart exactly when I need them. May your whispers resonate in my ears. May I see you in all things. And all of this so that I might be a blessing in every holy step that I take. May my blessing extend to the nearest and dearest to me. And also to all of humanity in its beauty, in its ignorance, in its suffering, in its generosity. May I move toward knowing only oneness with all. God of all, may my blessing extend to our skies, to our lands, to our waters, and to all creatures that inhabit them all. May I know all at once the grandest and most exalted, even as my feet are upon the earth, grounded and solid. May all beings be well, starting with me. Amen and amen.